This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are heading in the wrong direction, but where they're heading isn't exactly clear. Here's CPR's John Daly.
After the Omicron wave, there was a lull. Now several key trends are all going up, and more people are catching it. Frontline nurse Betty Ann Hepler is fully vaccinated and boosted. She sees many patients a day and managed to avoid COVID-19 for 2 years. Then, after an out-of-state trip, it was fever, body aches, and...
I end up positive, so I was very surprised. I do feel like I let my guard down.
The state says new modeling shows an increase in cases associated with a new wave and hospitalizations topping 500 or more, but they aren't expected to hit the level they were at for the Delta and Omicron waves. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The largest wildfire in the U.S. is burning in New Mexico on ancestral lands tied to many Coloradans. Eric Romero teaches Native American and Hispano studies at New Mexico Highlands University in Las Vegas, New Mexico, near that fire. He says people in New Mexico have long traveled into Colorado.
Going to work in Pueblo, going to work in Denver, stopping on the way in Colorado on their way to work the sheep herds in Wyoming. So there's a lengthy history of New Mexico out-migration and reestablishment in some of the Colorado communities.
Romero says when the U.S. occupied what is now New Mexico, many families lost their land and came to Colorado looking for work. An Arapahoe County employee was arrested Monday for falsely reporting an Aurora City Council member for child abuse. Robin Nacita worked in human services. She allegedly retaliated against Councilwoman Danielle Jurinski after Jurinski publicly disparaged Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson. Nacita was romantic partners with the chief, who was later fired by the city. JetBlue is launching another bid for Spirit Airlines, a hostile takeover. Spirit rejected an earlier offer from JetBlue to stay with a plan to merge with Denver-based Frontier Airlines. Spirit shareholders will vote next month. This is CPR News.